This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Little Pip's Soda Syrups takes off with first big production run, Kiwi startup. Little Pip's Soda Syrups, a boutique beverage company founded by Pip Malpass, has celebrated a major milestone with its inaugural large-scale production run at the New Zealand Food Innovation Network, NZFIN. Strawberries from Windermere Berry Farm, rhubarb from Western Harvest La Métis. The smell was divine as it came together, Pip shared on LinkedIn. Bottling our gorgeous fruit, a match made in fruity heaven, was so exciting. Her enthusiasm reflects both the sensory delight of the process and the thrill of turning a small-scale passion into factory floor reality. Pip, Little Pip's chief bottle washer, transitioned from an academic role into the fast-paced, high-pressure food industry to chase a dream. Having people believe in you and what you are doing cannot be overestimated, she added, acknowledging the team and partners behind the achievement. Little Pip's syrups are all natural, fruit-forward concoctions made entirely from New Zealand-grown produce. Their first run featured strawberries and rhubarb sourced from regional growers, showcasing both a commitment to local agriculture and a transparent farm-to-bottle ethos. The company is positioning itself to respond to growing demand for healthier, less processed soft drink alternatives. The choice of NZFIN's facility too illustrates the importance of collaboration. Pip emphasised scaling up required not just a production site, but also access to food science expertise, quality control protocols, and packaging support. Strategic partnerships with NZFIN and small fruit producers like Windermere Berry Farm and Western Harvest Latte were essential to bring this ambition to fruition. With strong support on the domestic front, Little Pips is now eyeing export markets. Pip notes the potential for New Zealand-grown, all-natural sodas resonating with international consumers, increasingly seeking premium, sustainable, and regional products. She sees this latest run as more than just local success. It's another export opportunity for New Zealand's food and beverage sector. Speaking honestly about the journey, Pip confessed, "When I began, I didn't want regrets later when I looked back on my life and realised I had had opportunities I'd wasted." That leap of faith, from academia to food entrepreneurship, has been the craziest thing I have ever done, and I'm loving it. As she and her team bottle the first batch of Little Pip syrups, the atmosphere at NZFIN was charged with pride, optimism, and belief. If the initial run is anything to go by, Little Pips is ready to fizz onto both local shelves and into export markets. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.